Welcome to the Wild Heart Meditation Center podcast. It is our intention to continue offering these audio recordings free of charge. However, if you would like to donate to support our cause in keeping our facility open in Nashville, you can do so via the Venmo app by sending a donation to @WildHeartNashville, or you can find us online at our website, wildheartmeditationcenter.org, and click the Donate tab. All right, so just finding a way to sit that feels comfortable. When you're doing the heart practice meditations, it can sometimes help to sit in a comfortable posture, so you don't really want to work too much with, although it's inevitable that discomfort will arise when we meditate, you know, unpleasant sounds or unpleasant feelings or physical discomfort in the body. You know, that can be really rich to work with when you're doing just mindfulness or insight meditation practice. But when you're trying to cultivate gratitude, you want to sit in a way that's even a little bit more comfortable. So find a way to sit that works for you. Just taking a moment to settle into this present experience of sounds, feeling the weight of the body sitting. Just reminding ourselves of this intention that there's nowhere to go, nothing to do, and no right or wrong way to be right now. Just seeing if we can practice this curiosity. Just what is it like right now to be sitting? Taking a moment to notice the state of mind, if the mind is alert or feels dull, or if the mind is restless. And taking a moment to connect with and feel into the body. Once again, slowly scanning down through the body, softening and relaxing the muscles in the face and the head. And taking some deep breaths in and out. Now taking a moment to feel into the emotional center of the body, in the center of the chest. It's the part of the body that feels. It's where we usually feel fear, anxiety. It's also the part of the body where we feel joy and excitement. Just taking a moment to breathe in and breathe out of the emotional center of the body. Some people may choose to place a hand on the chest just to connect with the feeling of the sensitive part of the human, the emotional heart. Or you can just imagine as if you're breathing in and out of your own heart center. just beginning by taking a moment to reflect on just all of the ways that you may have acted skillfully or that you've shown up for yourself in your life recently. And these can be simple things, times that you maybe went on a walk or made a decision to have a meal with a friend, times where you've set boundaries or stood up for yourself. Or just sat quietly with yourself. Even for coming here tonight. Just taking a moment to breathe in and breathe out. Maybe offering these three phrases. I feel you. Breathing that in and breathing that out. I feel you. Breathing in and breathing out. I know you. I know you. Breathing in and breathing out. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Even just knowing how much courage it takes to just be a human being, to just try sometimes when we don't feel like trying. I feel you. I feel you. I know you. I know you, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Just feeling and knowing what it's like to show up for ourselves in our life. Breathing in and breathing out of the emotional heart. Just reflecting on the ways that we've shown up for ourselves and the ways that we've been kind and gentle with ourselves or caring for ourselves. Even reflecting on some of our personality qualities. Some of the things we like about ourselves or that other people like about us. And picturing ourselves in those situations, I feel you, or I see you. I feel you. I know you. I know you. And I appreciate you. Thank you. It's completely natural and normal for the mind to wander. Just coming back to this reflection. Maybe thinking about our relationships that we've cultivated, or skills that we've developed over the years. Things that we've stuck with when we wanted to maybe give up. And practicing appreciation and gratitude. I feel you. I know you. I appreciate you. Thank you. And now taking a moment to think about the people, the places, the things that you have in your life that you have gratitude for. And this can even be simple things like our job or a car or parts of the body that support us every day. Letting this field of awareness exist in front of the eyes. Just maybe bringing to mind people's faces. Or things that you have in your life that support you. A home, a place to live. And sometimes I just like to use the phrase, may I appreciate all that is good in my life. As I reflect, I'll just say that phrase, may I learn to appreciate all that is good in my life. And see if you can practice, what does appreciation feel like as you reflect on these things? To really connect with these images of these people, these places, these things. May I appreciate all that is good in my life. May the goodness in my life continue to grow. Just imagining what it would be like if we could connect with all that is good in our lives. May the goodness in my life continue to grow. And just taking this time to appreciate what's good in your own way, with your own phrases. Some people may like the simple form of just thinking of something and saying, I appreciate you. Some people may like the phrases, may I learn to appreciate all that is good in my life. May the goodness in my life continue to grow. And we'll practice in silence for these last few minutes. for these last couple minutes, continuing to just breathe in and out of the emotional body. And taking a moment to reflect, just to offer some phrases, some wishes of delighting in the things that are good in ourselves and in our lives. May I learn to appreciate all that is good in my life. I feel you, I know you, I appreciate you. And if you have a moment where you connect with this gratitude, see what the mind does or what the body feels like in those moments. And if there's something else that comes, some resistance, just forgiving the mind and caring for that resistance in the body. We'll practice together for these last couple minutes.